This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friend. It is about 6 minutes after 9 o'clock here on this Thursday, July 21st. I'm Terry Toto, and welcome to the Litchfield Chamber Chat. Rhea Weaver is in. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Litchfield Party in the Park just knocking on the doorstep. We're ready to open the doors tomorrow, and it's going to be a great celebration, Rhea. We're going to have a terrific time, and the weather's going to be just perfect, and you've got so many wonderful additions this year as compared to last year. Gosh, where do we start?
That I'm so excited, Jerry. I don't know where to begin. One of the things that I want to thank the VFW and American Legion, they're going to present the colors for us tomorrow at noon for opening ceremonies. And, of course, our state representative, Wayne Rosenthal, and Senator Sam McCann will be doing the honors for us. So
terrific.
That's something we haven't had in a while. And that's the presentation of all our 18 Little Miss candidates and our eight Miss Chamber candidates. It's going to be a big, big day on Friday for our candidates.
Well, it's always been a big day to start things off, but now you've really got kind of a signature event to start things off with the presentation of the colors.
Right.
So
right.
You're off and flying and off to the races.
Right.
And you have involved so many more Litchfield people, Litchfield businesses, Litchfield flavor for Party in the Park, especially with the food booths.
Yes, yes. We have 10 participants that are local Litchfield restaurants and organizations, even in a couple individuals that are participating in our Taste of Litchfield. Now, Terry, that's people choice.
Yeah.
People's choice. We have a huge trophy to present to the People's Choice winner. So everyone needs to come down and support their organization or church.
Yeah.
We have Christian Church chocolate chip cookies,
ooh,
you know, and things like that. It's absolutely awesome. Very excited about that. And what we've also done, we just laid out the park yesterday. Mm-hmm. We have put picnic tables in the middle of Taste of Litchfield underneath those big trees in the park. So whenever you come enjoy your food, you're going to have a nice location under the shade to enjoy it. Instead of putting the picnic tables in the sun,
yeah,
which I noticed last year, they're going to be under the shade and right by the food booth. So if you decide you want something else to eat, you're sitting right there, go get you some more food.
Plus, there should be a nice little breeze blowing through the entire park the entire weekend.
There certainly was yesterday when we were working on it.
Very, very nice weather for Party in the Park. So many displays, so many booths, the miniature golf.
We have 18 businesses in Litchfield that have holes that are sponsoring golf holes for a miniature golf.
We're going to be testing ours out here pretty soon here at
the
WSMI golf hole. So
yes,
the boys have worked very hard to put it together. So
it's going to be a sight to behold
with
18 holes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's only $2 to play, and anyone can play.
Yeah.
The only time the course will be closed for anyone to play is during the tournament at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
But everyone needs to watch that because that's going to be something.
You know, there are people that tend to bring their game.
And they
want
it's serious. It's serious.
Yes, indeed. It is very
our last
serious.
Year winners have to defend their title, that's for sure. That's for sure.
It's a matter of pride. It's a matter of pride.
You know, we have 24 new exhibitors this year.
Really?
But what we're most excited about is 31 of our exhibitors are Litchfield residents. I just can't get over it.
That's great. And Rhea, when we go back a whole year, and you started talking about this, and I know your focus was getting Litchfield involved, because without the local people, it wasn't going to be as successful as possibly
exactly
it could be.
Right.
And you've done a great, the Chamber has done a terrific job. I think the city of Litchfield, the business community, has stepped up big time.
Yes, they have.
And they see
supporting all of it.
Yeah, they see the value of you know, local and doing things at home and taking care of your people at home.
That's right.
It's just a great, great feeling.
That's right. The carnival rides this year, the wristbands are going to be $18. I've been getting a lot of calls about that. Regular ticket prices are $2. As I mentioned, miniature golf is $2. Then the rest of the things that are going on are pretty much free for participation. There are some things to enter for. If you haven't already entered, we're still looking for Litchfield Idol candidates, too, because that is going to be an exciting night. You know, we're having a entertainer come in from 6:30 to entertain with lots of wonderful, wonderful songs. So
a professional entertainer.
Yes, he certainly is. He certainly is. And he's also going to help us with the production of Litchfield Idol. So
And Rhea, we were just talking off the air about how things have been switched around a little bit concerning the stage, which should help people enjoy the activities on the stage a little bit more.
Yes, we tried very hard last year to figure out what to do about our sound system and our speakers. What we were told by everyone we talked to, you can't hear anything if you're sitting in the street and competing with all the noise from the carnival. So what we've done, we've turned the stage facing south in Litchfield National Bank parking lot. And the audience will be able to have the entire parking lot in First National Bank. So we shouldn't have anybody sitting in the street, and we're going to have the sound bouncing off those buildings. So we think everyone will be able to hear a lot better, and you also don't have to face the sun.
Well, there you go. I was just going to say the sun is another factor. You just don't have to worry about sitting in that direction. So,
And
from the sound standpoint, you won't have to have it as loud to get a better effect, to get better coverage.
We're going
to
be testing it, so we hope so.
Yeah,
we
that's
hope
great.
So.
That's
we really
great.
Do.
And plus, as you mentioned, a lot of the young ladies, youngsters competing, and the young ladies competing in the Miss Litchfield Chamber Pageant, wonderful representatives of the community.
We're even having a dunk tank.
Oh, really?
Yes. The police department is supporting their DARE program.
Okay.
So I've heard several names that people are going to have an opportunity to dunk.
To dunk.
Yeah. Now, remember, too, we've got bingo going on. So if it's too warm for some people, they might want to go in the air conditioning of the Moose and play bingo for a while and then come out to the Eagles beer tent, a beer and wine tent, because we have three live bands performing all weekend. The entertainment has just been stepped up a lot this year.
And the wine, is there going to be some wine testing?
Beer and wine at the Eagles beer
Eagles
and wine
tent. That's great.
That's going to be on Ryder and State, which is real close to the Eagles building. And then right next door, of course, is the Moose.
And sometimes people kind of get turned around if they're from out of town. If you can find the trailer there next to the stage, that's an information booth. People will help you out and direct you in the right direction.
The chamber trailer will be located in the drive-through of First National Bank.
You can't miss it. For goodness sakes, you can't miss that.
We'll have maps. We'll have all the schedule of events. We'll have all the sign-ups. And you know something that was wonderful last year, that there wasn't enough crowd to watch it, but we had the kids' tractor pool. I don't remember. I think there was something over like 20 kids participating in that. Well, this year it's going to be, I think, at 4:00 on Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
So you can come down on Saturday afternoon and enter your kids. That can be entered at any time. We'll have all those registrations forms out. And we still need some wing cookers and chili.
Oh, really?
Chili cookers, yes.
Okay.
Because there's some nice prize money in those two events.
Oh,
and so anybody that can cook wings, we would love to have you participate with us, because we ordered some extra in case we have some.
You know, folks, there's never enough food at a homecoming celebration like Party in the Park. You can never have
enough. We have plenty of it. We have plenty of food. We really do.
A different taste here and there and plenty of libation to wash it down with. So.
Now, we did do something. We did decrease the number of food trailers because we wanted more of it to be local.
Right.
But we still have several of the food trailers, and so everybody can get their favorite that they're used to buying.
And another thing, Rhea, everything's not packed in so doggone tight anymore.
That's what we're trying to do.
And I think it gives you a little more open space. I think it's going to be a lot more comfortable for people to walk around and just enjoy the venue. So,
right. And even on Friday afternoon, we're letting Farmer's Market come back.
Oh, really? Farmer's Market will still be there?
That's
great.
We are.
That's great.
We're not using that side of the park,
that's
so
true.
We decided, why don't we let them come back? So, come check things out and buy some produce check out the rides.
And be listening to WSMI FM. We're going to have broadcasts from Party in the Park all weekend long. And maybe even a little golf action on the air. I don't know. That could probably be a first.
Are you playing? You need to enter the tournament.
Well, yeah, you know, I show up sometimes, Rhea. I don't say that I actually play golf. The golf clubs and I don't often get along, but, you know, a little miniature golf.
A little miniature,
Never hurt a soul. Never
you know, you have soul. To you have to go ahead if you can't get it in six strokes. So you would have to go to the next one anyway. Well, you wouldn't have to stand there all day.
I'm used to playing the Magic 9, so if you get to 9, you just pick up the ball and go to the next one.
That's
so,
right.
So the Magic 6
That's
works
right.
even better for miniature golf.
It's all for fun.
It's all for fun. Rhea Weaver, thank you so much. We look forward to the Party in the Park coming up this weekend in Litchfield. Get there. Take advantage of the great weather. It's going to be a perfect weekend for Party in the Park. Rhea Weaver, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that's it for our Litchfield Chamber Chat here on this Thursday morning on AM 1540.